Let me just jump to one of the most powerful senators the state ever had, and that's Senator Robert Kerr. He was our first native-born governor in 1942. And then he was keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention and came to the attention of the Democratic Party. He helped secure the vice presidential nomination for Harry S. Truman. Some recollection of him as he was continuing his strong influence in Washington and the state.
Much of my impression of him comes from my father-in-law, who was the chief clerk of his space committee during his chairmanship, and from Malvina Stevenson, who was on his staff for a number of years and who co-authored, or I guess did the ghostwriting for his book, Wood, Water, and Land. But he was one of the brightest politicians, I would say, along with David Boren. He probably had the highest IQ of just about anybody that you find in politics in this state. He had also a very practical attitude about things. He set goals, like the Arkansas River Project. He decided early in life that floods, the water and drought cycle in Oklahoma was a terrible thing, and that we needed to do something about it. And the way to do it was to conserve and control water sources and stop flooding. Then the idea of navigation came to mind. That was his great achievement for Oklahoma. He had a great ambition and ran for president and lost it in 1952, I think it was. And then he devoted all of his time to just serving Oklahoma, and that's what he did. And he did it very well. He was a teetotaler. And Tom Steed tells about the time after he first came to Washington and elected the Senate. He had a big party for all of the important people in Washington. He was a junior senator, but he was also a very wealthy man and well-known to people there. Everybody shows up. No alcohol. It was at a country club. No booze. Sam Rayburn, Senator Truman, senator from Kentucky, showing up. And so, need a drink. He says, well, you know, Senator Kerr, he's a teetotaler and opposed to alcohol. And he says, you can't be serious. He says, no, I'm afraid he's serious about it. But then Tom said he's elected himself as a guy who ran over from wherever this big reception party was going on back to the bar in the country club, buying drinks for these guys and smuggling them in there. Kerr, he was really sincere about that. And one of the reasons for it is he didn't want anything that might harm what he considered to be his greatest asset, which was his mind. I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. If something hurts your brain like alcohol does and you can see it, he would just say, I'm not going to ever let that happen to me. Until Kerr was elected governor, the history of the office of governor in Oklahoma was one of conflict and ill will and controversy almost all the time. It never stopped. Two governors were impeached, and there are others that weren't impeached but had the most bitter kind of opposition. And politics in Oklahoma was almost as bad as it is now. But Kerr came in and he brought a sense of good humor and goodwill to that office that was so subtle that it escaped the notice of a lot of people. But it changed the whole nature of things for a time, made it possible for people to govern without all this bitterness and accusing people of crimes. Of course, things had changed. The Ku Klux Klan was gone, for example. He got known as Sorghum Bob, and he took Oklahoma sorghum around and gave it to VIPs around the country.
Sorghum was what?
Sorghum syrup, and it was an Oklahoma product that he liked, so he did that. And he changed the whole tone of politics.
He also was a supporter. He was chair of the powerful Aeronautical and Space Science Committee in the 60s. He and John Kennedy became very good friends, didn't they?
He did. Kennedy depended on Kerr, who by then had got the name of being the king of the Senate. Kennedy depended on him, and he got his vote most of the time, but the big division came over Medicare. Kennedy wanted something similar to what we have now, and Kerr wanted something that didn't have anything to do with the Social Security system, and he prevailed on that. Both of them died before the present system came in. He was so important to Kennedy that Kennedy came down here on the famous trip to Big Cedar, then stayed at Kerr's ranch by Poto.
What was it Kennedy came for? There was a dedication, wasn't there?
There was a dedication of a scenic road through a national forest. I mean, this was not the kind of thing that presidents ordinarily fly halfway across the continent to dedicate. It was a scenic highway through the Ouachita National Forest. But he stayed in Kerr's place there, and Kerr entertained him royally. It's like a king coming in to a distant place where he has to deal with an unhappy baron, powerful baron who's unhappy. Reminds you of, I didn't use this, but it's kind of like Henry VIII calling on his minister, the man of all seasons, and a great scene where he comes to call on him at home and try to make up.
Kerr, we give him credit for what he did for water in Oklahoma. His chairmanship of the Rivers and Harbor Subcommittee, where he gave out favors and collected favors, that really projected him in a big way because he dealt not only with Oklahoma but many other states.
Oh, yeah.
It made him even more and more powerful. And so if he sought that or not, that was his reason for being so instrumental in the waterways of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. He knew how to do that. He says, every time I do anything, somebody gets up and they accuse me of being a rich oil man. And I wouldn't mind that, except then they get out and prove it on me. And that was the end of any criticism having to do with his wealth or conflict of interest.
But then wasn't it because it seemed like he was favoring the oil industry and all that it put him out of touch and it actually defeated him when he tried to run for president?
May have. That whole thing, being a rich oil man, that's not a good background to be president.
Must have been a terrible surprise. He suffered a mild heart attack, never recovered, and he was really at the top of his power and prominence in the Senate.
Top of his game, he was. It'd be interesting to know what would have happened. One thing would have happened, we know from the record, he probably wouldn't have had Medicare for another few years. One time he got a bill through to put this water pollution research station at Ada, which was his hometown. He worked on that, and it's no big deal, but he got it through. And then it got up for a final vote in the committee, and Senator Anderson of New Mexico says, this is a little bill on this water resources facility. I have a very good location for that in New Mexico. And Kerr says, Senator, the purpose of this meeting is not to decide where this is going to be located. The purpose is to decide why it's going to be located in Ada, Oklahoma. And then he explained why it was going to be located there.